Today's share in the Deer Show Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Vav Omud Beis. We are in the 6th volume of Mishneh Berurah. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish off Simon Tuf Kuf Ayin and start Tuf Kuf Ayin Aleph. So we're already halfway down the Daf Mem Vav Omud Beis, and we start with Siv Beis. The Mechaber tells us Hanoder Lihisanos B'Shabbos V'Yontif V'Erev Yom Kippurim Chanukah and Purim. If a person makes a vow that he's going to fast on those days when it's prohibited to fast, Shabbos, Yontif, Erev Yom Kippur, as we spoke out yesterday, Erev Yom Kippur is the mitzvah to eat. Those who are doing the Daf Yomi, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samaches, not that long ago, where we learned that, in fact, it says in the Pasuk, V'nisem es nafsho sechem, betisho lachodesh, in the 9th day of the month. So we don't have afflictions on the 9th day, so we learned that you're supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and if you eat on Yom Kippur, it's like you fasted on the 9th and the 10th. So therefore, it's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to fast. Chanukah and Purim, you're not allowed to fast. So if somebody makes a neder to fast on those days, dino shovel enodil lisanos kach v'kach yomim, the eru behem yomim halalu. It's no different than if you made a neder to fast a certain number of days, and it includes then these days that happened to fall out then. So im hotziu b'loshen neder, if he in fact made it in the language of a neder, so then the din is dino kimakabel lov l'shon neder, and he in fact has to go and fast on those days unless he has a taros hachamim, because the neder can be chal even on something that is osur. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Siv Koyin Yud Aleph wrote to Lomar, the Av Sheparat Teferush Eloyim, even though he specified these days, Bikol Makom Im Hotziyam B'Loshon Neder Chal. If you use the language of a neder, then it's chal, because as we said, the neder chal Af Al Gav the Dvar Mitzvah, even though it is a Dvar Mitzvah, the neder can be chal v'chanal, as we learned in yesterday's shir. So therefore, the Mechaber tells us in this situation, the neder would be chal. However, if he in fact said it Im Hotziyam B'Loshon, if he said it in the Loshon of a neder, Dino. But then it's just like a regular Kabbalah's Tainis, which doesn't take effect on days that you're not allowed to fast. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Im nishba lihisanos kach v'kach yomim. If a person says, I'm going to accept upon myself a certain number of fast days, the eru behem yomim halolu, and these days turn out to be included in those days. So if he said, hashvua, if he used the language of a shvua, chol alei mitam isur kolo. So if he said, I swear to fast on these days, on these 10 days, and it turns out that includes days that you're not allowed to fast, so then the shvua is also going to be chal, because of a reasoning of Isser Kolos, once the things that are able to be chal on, it's chal, so it's chal even on things that it normally a shvu would not be able to be chal on. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud Beis, She kol al b'shvuaso gam yom mecheru, because he included days you are allowed to fast, and therefore it will be able to include in the shvu even days you're not allowed to fast. The year lahatir shvuaso, he brings that from the Achronim, that you should be matu neder in this situation, should be matu yeshvua, so you don't have to fast on those days that you're really not supposed to. However, the Mechaber says, "Avol nishba lisanos b'Shabbos or b'Yontif b'Feirish." If he says, "I want to fast, I swear I'm going to fast on Shabbos, I swear I'm going to fast on Yontif," just those, so then it's nachal on something else. So then, in this situation, lo chala all of a shvuah. The shvuah is nachal because the ain shvuah chala al dvar mitzvah, as opposed to a neder which is chala on dvar mitzvah. A shvuah is nachal on dvar mitzvah. What happens in this situation? We made a shvuah to fast on Shabbos or Yontif. Eloloka, you get malchus for swearing falsely. Al shenishba l'shav. And then you can go and eat, because there is no isser of tainus in that situation. The Mechaber continues, and he says, "Vim nishba l'sanos b'chanukah v'kippurim." But if a person makes a shvuah to fast on Chanukah or Purim, chol shvuah lav, kivan she'enu nal midrabbanan. In this situation, the shvuah is chal because midaraisa it's chal. It's only midrabbanan that you're not allowed to fast in those days, and therefore the shvuah midaraisa is chal. Albeit the Rama adds, "Veish lahatir shvuah so v'enu misana." One should not fast on those days, and therefore one should be matir shvuah and not fast on those days. Mechaber continues and he says, "V'nira li, it appears to me, dehu adin l'rosh chodesh." If a person were to say the shvuah as well, that he's going to fast on Rosh Chodesh or on Erev Yom Kippur, she'enam el midrabbanim. These are also midrabbanim. El shmidivrei Rambam near shem shel Torah. According to the Rambam, these are actually divrei Torah, and the shvuah would not be chal. Mishbur explains in Sivkon Yud Gimel, Pirish, Shemash also Lisanus Behem Hudurabbanan, that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh or Erev Yom Kippur, according to the first opinion, is only Durabbanan. And therefore, the Shvuah is Chal, Midaraisa, on this Din Durabbanan. However, the Rambam says that it's not Chal, it says it's Divrei Torah, Sivkot Yud Dalit. Vayin Mogen Avraham, Shemachriya, Erev Yom Kippur, Oyser, Lisanus Bo Hudurabbanan. In fact, that drasha that I said from the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samuches, the Rambam holds that's a real din daraisa. V'nisem es nafsho seichem, b'tisho l'chodesh, tells us that min ha-Torah, you're not allowed to fast on the 9th day of Tishrei. And therefore, the Shua would not be chal on it. However, Abu Rosh Chodesh, everybody agrees who the Rabbanan. And this is all the opinion of all the Gaon. B'chein das Agra, b'beiru, the Rosh Chodesh of the Rabbanan. The Rosh Chodesh is only a din the Rabbanan. With that, we conclude Siman Tov Kuf Ayin. And now we begin Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph. Mihei Machotim Leshev B'tainis. Who has to go and sit in Tainis? For what sins is a person obligate himself to take a Tainis? The Chaber starts off and he says, Hayoshev b'tainis. If a person is sitting in tainis, so im yochol lisbol a tainis nekru kadosh. If the person can tolerate this tainis, he did some bad things and he wants to get tshuva, so he's sitting in tainis, so then he's nekru kadosh. He's considered a very, very righteous person. He's a kadosh, a holy person. However, im lav, then kigon sheino bari v'chaz, if he's not able to sit in the tainis, he's not healthy, he's not strong, so then nekru chote. He is a chote for taking upon himself a tainis when he really doesn't have the strength to fulfill it. We'll explain this in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's start off in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph. He says, a person that takes upon himself these tanesim, when it's appropriate to do so, is called a kadosh. Why? The Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph explains, Shemitoch kach mismarkin avonosov b'shul shemisani. He brings out from Rashi that in this way, his sins are erased because he's putting himself into a matzah of a fasting. He's mitzayir himself, and therefore his sins are erased. Now, why is he called a kadosh in this situation? Shadir Shu footnote number one brings down that the Maharal says he's called a kadosh because she'ena tanis tsar kineged tava sachet shenot achrov. The tanis isn't to be tsar against the desire to do the chet that he did. Elo kiven shenivdal meyachilu v'shesia, because he's fasting and he's separating himself from eating and drinking. Harezeh k'madregas malach, he's turning himself like into a malach. On Yom Kippur, the malachim, we're like the malachim don't eat. Shein lo guf, the malachim don't have a guf. So when we're not eating and not drinking, we're trying to turn ourselves into a malach. And in this way, you're called a chosid. And that's why this fast is of some benefit. Dear Shafut number two brings down, on the night of the tainis that you're fasting, because you want to do tshuva, so he brings down from the Ramah and Yeridaya that you shouldn't eat basar and drink wine. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that this is really talking about Laila Achreya tainis. After you have the tainis, you shouldn't break your fast and have meat or wine. And the reasoning is, from the Prima Gadim, a tainis is instead of a carbon. And a carbon, the night goes after the day, so therefore you shouldn't have basar and yayin the night afterwards as well. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, when we're talking here about a person becoming a kadosh by taking upon himself a tainis, so the Mishnah Berurah says, well, lo ma'iri, we're not dealing here bi'avonos hayaduim, with certain known sins. Hamavur barokeach ubekisri ari kama yom tzorich lesanos lam. That's something separate, where in those days, again, on a Kabbalistic type of a basis, from the ari and others, that it's brought down that you fast certain tainisim for doing certain averis. In that situation, the bezeh tzorich lesanos afilu lamotzi litzuri nashi. There, if a person wants to get the full tshuva on a Kabbalistic basis, so he has to fast. It's not only to be mitzayir himself, to spur himself to do tshuva. Ella, Mayre, here we're talking about kishim misana mishum tshuva. The only reason he's fasting is because he wants to spur himself to do tshuva. And he's fasting, alav onos, shodim dosh b'ek b'akeva. And he's trying to do tshuva for things that people belittle and people don't take very seriously. And he knows he's done the same thing and he wants to improve himself. The issue for number four says, if you just fast without really doing tshuva, so just like on a tanis chalom, the tainis doesn't help unless you're doing tshuva. This is equivalent to kishem shekarben eno moel lechaper al chet b'li tshuva. You bring carbon chatas and you still do the same sins over and over again. The person brings a carbon because he did a sin, and then he still does those same sins, so then the carbon accomplishes nothing. And the fasting is in place of the carbon, so without tshuva, it accomplishes nothing. If a person is not strong, he's an eno bari and chazak, and he fasts, so then he's called a chote. Why? Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis explains, al shemachlish ko chosav, because he's weakening himself even further. And Dir Shifu number 6 says, umishakiba la'atzmo tanis b'neder, v'ucholish yesh bo sakana shechayv lecho. If a person is deathly ill and he accepted upon himself a tainis, which he shouldn't have done, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down the name of the Radvaz, shem ein mi sheyatulos nedro, you should try to have a taras nedar. But let's say there's nobody around that can be mati neder, so then, of course, you can eat, but you don't eat in the normal way, eat pachas mikashir, like we do on Yom Kippur. In this way, you're not over your neder, which is an issur Torah. However, he says if it's mikuach nefashos, of course you can eat even in the regular way. Now, why is such a person called the chote? So he brings down from the Maral in the Nesiv HaTshuva, shechet b'chol mokum hu inyan shel chisaron. Doing a sin is a lack, causes a lack in a person. Milosh nakasit from the pasuk in Malachim, where it says, v'yisi ani ubini shlomo chatoim. We were sinners. V'yoshi b'tanis harim mechasin afshon. A person who sits in a fast is minimizing himself by not having the food. And it's analogous to the case of a person who tries to commit suicide. He's chayv b'nafsho. He's chayv misa for killing himself. So to over here, if the person is not healthy enough to fast and he takes upon himself to fast, it's as if he is doing a similar action that is considered a chote, a terrible thing. Mishmur continues and he says, V'kosu sifri ha-musa, the sifri musa write, Dim b'yam tzachi laso, bochu mis'ava lechol, moshech yod v'menu. If a person is eating a delicious meal, and he pulls up in the middle, and he stops short from finishing off this delicious meal, and he pulls away because he wants to do tshuva by not just having pleasure. So then, nechshav gam kein l'siguf, this is also considered an affliction on himself, that's a positive thing, umiskapin avodasav, and this can lead to his sins having a kapara, having an atonement for his sins. The issue footnote number 7 brings down, if somebody does this from the Rabbeinu Yonah, he brings down, shezoche b'kach avas habore, yosem yeyoshi b'tainis pam b'shavua. This is better. If a person constantly, when he's eating and enjoying himself, he stops short of satiating himself, so this is better than an occasional fast. Because in this way, every time he eats and drinks, he's demonstrating that he only eats and drinks because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he doesn't try to just satiate himself and pleasure himself. And he brings down, how great it is a person to refrain from finishing off everything in front of him and leaving things behind when he still desires them, but he still would like to have more. So the Magid Meisharim brings down. And the Peliot says, well, this is like he brings a carbon. And his table becomes like a shulchan, a mizbeach, that he's sacrificing the Yetzirah on it. Mishabur continues and he writes very easy, Kosov b'sefer echo. He saw in a certain sefer, Kisha Adam Rotzalis Nadi Tanis. If a person wants to take upon himself a tainis, it is better. Tov Yosir, Shiakabal Tainis Minadibur, Mashim Kabal Ola Binachila. Says, nowadays, most people, when they fast, it actually makes them weaker and they learn less, etc. And you can see this in the Bir Halach here as well, many other places. So therefore, it's better, he brings down, that you take upon yourself a tainis Minadibur. Don't talk. Don't talk silly things. Don't talk things that aren't essential for learning. And that's better than just saying, I won't eat. Kimimenu lo yelo nezek, because by not talking unnecessarily, you're not going to hurt yourself in any way. Lo begufo, lo benishmaso, certainly won't hurt your body, and it will actually be good for your soul. Lo yechla shei dezeh, and you won't become weak by not talking. And this is also what the Vilna Gaon said. The Vilna Gaon in his letters writes, a person should go and afflict himself, not by fasting and by lashes, by, you know, muzzling his mouth and his desires. This is the real tshuva. Now go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Talmud Chacham, Eino Rashay Leishi B'tanis M'veish M'ayit M'melechah Shemayim. This is what I said before. The Mechaber writes that if a person is a Talmud Chacham, he shouldn't sit in Tanesim, because that will actually diminish his ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do M'melechah Shemayim. He won't be able to learn. He'll be lying in bed. He's tired. He has a headache. So it's going to actually minimize the amount of Torah that he can learn. However, the only exception to this, the Mechaber writes, El Imkein Shasibu Misanim, if the entire Tzibra takes upon themselves to fast, Shalo Yifrosh Atzmo Mehem, he shouldn't separate himself from what the Tzibra is doing, he should then fast as well. But otherwise, if it's a personal tainis to spur himself to do tshuva or for sins, it's much better that he do other things that will not minimize his Lecha Shamayim, that will cause him to learn less. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimli writes, Umisha Tarasu Umnaso, anybody who's essentially, his Torah is his umnis, he's spending a great deal of his day learning. So Nikra Talmud Chacham Linyuzeh, he is called the Talmud Chacham in this regard, that you shouldn't take upon yourself fast, much better to do other things, such as learning. And this is true, Af Bizman Hazeh, even nowadays, when most people aren't considered Tarasu Umnaso in regards to other halachos, in regards to this halach about not fasting, anybody who spends a significant amount of time learning can be called Tarasu Umnaso. Simcha and Dalit, Eino Rashai V'chulei, that means he shouldn't make fast days because it's going to be Mayit, his Melech HaShemayim. And the Mishmur writes, Hainu Afilu M'yochul Lizbol HaTanis, the guy's pretty strong, and he thinks the fast won't really affect him. Sheino Maziko, it's not going to make him learn less. Nevertheless, Mikol Mokom, Mismayit Limud HaYelizeh, it's impossible that it won't impact negatively his learning, and therefore, he shouldn't do so. Issue foot number 8 writes, B'afim lo yismai zman alibud machuzet. Even if he knows that it won't diminish, he'll be able to learn 10 hours, he learns 10 hours anyway, with or without the fasting. So nevertheless, the Peliyoitz writes, and also Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal Yigris Moshe, they both write, Shatainis mebalvelas es mocho. You're never going to think as well, even if you learn 10 hours, but those 10 hours won't be the same. And you won't be able to learn so well and so deep. And even if the quantity of the learning will not be diminished, but the quality of the learning will be diminished, and therefore not a good idea. Furthermore, he brings down from the tour in Or HaChaim Siman Reish Mem Tes Shederev Tamid HaChacham L'Sanos B'Erev Shabbos, that there was a minute that Tamid HaChacham would fast on Erev Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef says that was because of Kavod Shabbos. Kidei Sheyechansu L'Shabbos Kishem Te'ev Lecho, so you should go into Shabbos with the desire to eat. And this situation, this will not cause a person to learn less because he's not going in really fasting. He's just minimizing his eating L'Kavod Shabbos. Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down based upon him, Iri, Shibizmanam, Hayadakam, Lazari, Zatzman, Lakabal, Tanis, Besofa, Shavua. They used to have a custom that they would fast at the end of the week. Kedi Lachzer, Beinam, Levein, Atzman, Mashalom, Dubimeshech, Oso, Shavua, Ezra, Bosem. And they would use this time to go and chazer their learning. And therefore, Ein Bekach, Miut, Mlecha, Shemaim. This would not diminish the Mlecha, Shemaim, because that type of chazorah didn't require as much intensive thinking, and therefore it wouldn't diminish the quality of their learning, and since if it doesn't diminish the quantity of the learning, it's not a problem. Mishnah continues, he says, there, v'she'en lo avonos yiduim, that which we said, you just fast stam, certain people do this in order to spur themselves to do tshuva, that's when they don't have certain specific sins. Avo b'yesh lo avonos yiduim, v'she'tzorich l'sanos leim, but if they have those sins, which we pointed out, it's custom to go and fast for those specific sins, certain fasts, in those days that was a custom. And Deir Shifut number 9 says, even if that's going to cause you to have a Miyad Melecha Shemayim, so the Rashi's Chacham explains in the Shari Tshuva that Me'achar Shenafsho Mizumenes Me'avonos, because your soul is, so to say, sullied and dirty. It's all filthy from your sins. So it's as if your soul can't learn. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chavetz V'Torasso Ashitarena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to learn until you clean your soul. And Yeshua's Yaakov adds, Shekivin Shodeya Shechot, since the person knows he did these sins, his soul is sad. Nafsho Agumolav. It's as if his soul won't let him learn properly until he does his kapara, and therefore in that situation there is a chiyuv lisanos, even for Talmud Chacham. In any event, that was in those days. Most people do not do this nowadays, as we've already said. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, in those days, gan Talmud Chacham sor lisanos, even if it's difficult for him, but still, don't overdo it even in those days. It's much better to learn more than you normally would. In the Tanchuma, it brings down the following as well. If a person did a sin for which he's chayv misa, what should he do in order to live? So, it says in the Tanchuma, if he's normally able to learn one parak, yishne shnei prokim, double your learning, learn two prokim. V'im daf echad yishne, and if you normally learn one daf, yishne shnei daf, now learn two dafim. V'chol zuhuli achar sheshav bidar korot, and of course this also means that you do this only after you've done tshuva from whatever sins you did. The lavachi, because again, if you don't do tshuva, all the extra learning won't do anything. Hariyu ketovel v'sheretz v'yodo. This is analogous to a person going to a mikvah because of tumas sheretz, and he's still holding on to the sheretz. When he leaves the mikvah will have not been retiring. And he adds, the Mishnah Berurah, v'ayim asher kosafti b'zeh in the Bir Halacha. If you look in the Bir Halacha, the Ibra Maskel, Talmud Chacham, we'll go to the second page, which is Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, where he brings down, second line, im Talmud Chacham uvet harasim nasu, for a Talmud Chacham, who really spends a lot of time learning, even nowadays, lo yisagiv atzmo kokach, don't accept upon yourself additional afflictions. That really isn't the best way to do tshuva nowadays. Rak sheyoshel v'nei Hashem b'lev sholem. You should do a complete tshuva without the sigufim, without the tanesim. The yivke mikiros alev, and cry from the depths of your heart. The yilmud yosem yasher roigel, and go and learn more. That's the best type of tshuva. Why? Ki atorihi mikve tahara v'nim sholiyesh. Because the Torah can be your mikvah, and it's like a fire, a mikvah of fire, which is better than a mikvah of water. V'chol sheyavo ba'esh, anything with fire can become tar better. You should limit the amount of pleasures that you have, and you should eat only enough to keep yourself going. You shouldn't become weak. That you should be able to still continue learning and doing all the avodas Hashem that you have to do. And likewise, don't go to other people's houses to have sudas. And certainly, if it's not a sudas mitzvah, it's just a pleasurable meal with friends. Stay away from that. And be especially careful and zealous in your performance of the mitzvahs of Shabbos. And he says, no, if you want to fast a little bit, you can, but he ends up at the end of this, Bir Halacha, Va'ikar, Habachia, the crying, Va'vidui, and admitting your guilt, Ugderim Shalom Yatzidus Lolam, and putting in fences that you shouldn't do this again, Vashem Yir Lelevav, Hashem will see that you truly mean it, and that is the best way for a person to do tshuva. With this, we conclude today's shir.